Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Under the heading, It's About Time, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that bastion of virtue and arbiter of all that is moral and immoral in America, finally got around to labeling Focus on the Family as a hate group. And with that, Focus joins a long list of other miscreant organizations such as the American Family Association, Moms for Liberty, the Family Research Council, the American College of Pediatrics, and even the Montana Family Foundation. Our great sin, according to the SPLC, is our adherence to God-ordained biblical principles regarding marriage, family, gender norms, and parenting. According to them, we are anti-LGBT because we believe in traditional marriage, parental rights, keeping guys out of women's sports and out of women's private spaces such as restrooms and locker rooms. Obviously, I'm being facetious when I call the SPLC a bastion of virtue, but that's clearly how they see themselves. There's an old saying that you're known by your enemies, and if that's true, then we're happy to be opposed by the Southern Poverty Law Center. In their case, what began as a two-person law firm in 1971, focused primarily on fighting poverty, racial discrimination, and the death penalty, has morphed into a political behemoth, with an annual budget of $170 million and an endowment somewhere north of $750 million. Their related organization, called the SPLC Action Fund, runs two political action committees with deep ties to the ACLU, the Democrat Party, and other left-leaning political groups. Those of us on their hate group list see it as a badge of honor. We've all been effective enough to be seen as a threat to their agenda, and in our opinion, that's a good thing. None of us hates anyone in the traditional sense of the word hate, but we all see the breakdown of the family as a threat to the health and safety of our kids and to society as a whole. Strong families make strong communities, and we're doing everything in our power to strengthen marriage and families. The SPLC running around screaming hate would actually be laughable if the consequences weren't so serious and, in some cases, potentially deadly. In 2010, the Poverty Law Center labeled the Family Research Council a hate group for their pro-family lobbying activities on Capitol Hill, the exact same activities carried out every day by the Montana Family Foundation. 2 years later, a man named Floyd Corkins, acting on the SPLC's lead, entered the Family Research Council's headquarters in Washington, D.C., and shot Leo Johnson, an unarmed security guard. Fortunately, Johnson survived the attack. During questioning by the FBI, Corkins was asked how he chose his target. He responded that the Southern Poverty Law Center lists anti-gay groups, and he found them online. He was subsequently found guilty and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins criticized the SPLC for being reckless in labeling organizations as hate groups simply for disagreeing with them on public policy. We see this every day in the halls of the Montana Capitol. Lobbyists for groups like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the Montana Human Rights Network routinely confuse simple opposition with hatred. These are the antics of four-year-olds. To oppose is not to hate. It is simply to oppose. We applaud Focus on the Family for their strong support of marriage and families and for their excellent work finally being recognized by the Southern Poverty Law Center. In our opinion, it's about time. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.